This is the day that the Lord has made. I hope to God that you have been rejoicing and being glad in it. Because listen, well, I'm hoping that everybody is listening to this on day 365 of days 365. And even if you're listening it afterwards, listen, we have a lot to give God thanks for. There were so many persons who were unable to see this day, the last day of 2023. A lot of times this year, I thought that I probably wouldn't make it. There were so many times that I literally had near-death experiences. But to God be the glory, we're here. We are still breathing, and we're still breathing. It's a lot to give God thanks for.
Struggling the soul, feeling like you're nothing. We got a word, and that is a sure thing. Don't believe in fake, activate your faith. We're the real ones, and we got you. We got you.
Welcome to Nasanta's Reel. In case you're listening for the very first time, welcome to the Reel family. I'm your host, Nasanta Law. My real name, like my government name, is Shakira Ferron. However, my real name, my R-E-E-L name, where I get real with y'all, is Nasanta Law. So welcome to this show. It's a podcast where we talk about real issues that impacts us, and I try my best to be R-E-A-L real and transparent with you, because I recognize that most times when we have our struggles and we don't know that others are going through it or have been there, done that, it's like we wallow a lot in self-pity. And when God gave me the vision of this ministry, it is bigger than that, just Nasanta's Reel. But anyway, when God gave this to me, he showed me that, hey, you need to be real and transparent with persons, so that some of the things that you've gone through, some of the messes, you turn them into messages to let others learn and know that God is not gonna hold this over your head, as well as a reminder that some of the things that I went through, I didn't just go through them to just go through them. Though some of them were very heartbreaking, and some I've not touched topics on, I've not talked about as yet, he's showing me that he allowed me to go through these processes. Some of them were self-inflicted processes, but all in all, it's to be here to help you. So that's what Nasanta's Reel is all about. Now, today, December 31, 2023, it has been a while since I did an episode. The last episode was in August, and the year, from August and July to now, the year literally just ran quickly. I don't know, but I know that it was a very rough season, and God willing, I'm hoping, no false promises, because a promise is a comfort to a fool, and I don't take y'all as a fool, but I'm hoping that eventually I'll be able to be more transparent about what happened. But I know that all in all, some things may come up now. Yeah, but okay, why am I here today? I've been tugged, and I can't escape the feeling. I feel heavily that somebody needs to hear what the Lord has placed on my heart. I've been kind of dodging it for a while, but I am surrendering. So what I'm gonna talk about is linked to how I feel as the year is coming to a close, and I feel like I'm not alone in this. So we're gonna be transparent about it when God gives you a vision, but the vision didn't come to pass when you felt like it should have. I need to have an abbreviated title, but that's basically what we're talking about. When God gives you a vision, but you think the vision flop. Yeah, that is it. That is it right there. So when God gives you a vision, but the vision flop. Oh my days. Listen, if you're like me, you're one that you're always journaling. You're always journaling the big things that God has given you. And like most times when you look on these things, you're like, God, I don't know how this is going to come to pass. It's like, in order for you to even step out by faith, you have to have every single thing figured out. And to be honest, that's me in a lot of sense. But you may say, no, girl, you do some big things, but I don't think that's true. But the fact of the matter is that many times I sit down and I'm like, God, I don't see this working. I don't know how this is going to work. And then I recognize that most times when I look on it from that perspective, I'll do nothing. And many times I've grown to regret it. However, what I've been trying to practice lately is to do it when I don't even have everything figured out. Because if I sit, then I'll procrastinate. And what I've recognized is that delayed obedience is disobedience. And there are a lot of times that God has told me to do something and I've delayed it. To some extent, if I didn't come on here, I would be disobeying things again. So what I'm basically getting at is that there are a lot of things that the Lord gave me to do this year, 2023. And when I wrote some of them, I'm like, God, how are we gonna do this? This dream is too big. It is too big, God. And for some, they just sat there. Or I started working on some of these things. And then I'm like, God, I'm not feel this one bit. And upon closing out this year, I've been introspecting on some of these things. And now that I'm at the end of the year, I'm like, some of these things I could actually do. But I didn't, and I feel really, really bad. And honestly, comparison has been trying to seep in so much. And when I see other persons doing some of the similar things that God would have given me, I'm like, geez, I'm peace. Oh my God. And if I'm not careful, if I continue to dwell on some of these thoughts, it will rob me of the joy that I have with God. It will rob me of feeling fulfilled in certain regards. It will also rob me of the knowledge that I have that some of these projects, though I was given them in 2023, they were not made for 2023. And that's a big, big part of what I really want to pull out. That as you close 2023 or as you're embarking on 2024 and you're reflecting, there are a lot of things that God would have given you to do, but to you, it flop. But it is for you to really discern the season that you're in, to discern, what was I really supposed to do now? What was I really supposed to do? What am I supposed to be doing? Yes, God, you've been giving me this. Am I supposed to be executing it now? And that has been a very hard lesson for me this year. I don't really want to make this episode about me. I want to make it about God. But I just want to be transparent for a little bit more. You know? Where, again, as I started to reflect on this and, you know, self-pity came in, it came forth to me that I was just like Sarah in the Bible. And I'm going to be brief about that story. But I was just like Sarah. Abram, A-B-R-A-M, he was a man after God's own heart. Even though the attribute is given to David. And it was when he was kind of like chasing after God where he received his call, and the Lord said that I'm going to make you the father of many nations and all of that. And by then he would have felt like, I'm disqualified for this, God. I don't even have a child. How am I going to be the father of nations? And by then he started sharing this dream with his wife, Sarai. Right? She wasn't Sarah that time. And I suppose that when she started to hear this, she's like, yeah, I'm going to push the fate. I'm going to push the fate because I see my man. He has greatness inside of him. I'm going to work with him. Thank you, God, for this vision for marriage. And she must have been excited. And then eventually, there was an identity change. You know, Sarai turned to Sarah, which meant princess, if I remember clearly. And Abraham was changed to Abraham. And if memory serves me correctly, during that whole transition and everything, it was when Sarai looked at the vision that God gave to Abraham and said, I'm gonna help God. I don't see how this is happening, but I'm gonna help God to allow him to be the father of many nations. And by doing that, she created a whole Ishmael situation, right? And that's just a summary. But the part that I want to pull out is that many times we look on Sarah as somebody who was pretty impatient and she wanted to help God and she shouldn't have done that and all of that. But if we should really be real and transparent, that's us. Many times God gives us a big vision, and if we're not careful, we allow that vision to quote unquote flop because we decide that we're gonna step out and we're gonna help God. Yup. Can I say that again? I don't remember exactly, but the fact of the matter is that unless God says do this, do that, it'll go flop. Write this up. We can't really help God. When we act on obedience, that's us acting on obedience. It's not helping God at all, right? And to dig behind that is like, what I want to get at is that many times we get so excited about what God wants us to do, but it's not for us to try to have it all figured out, but to really abide more with God. This morning, December 31, 2023, I was again meditating on this and I'm like, okay, God, when you give me a vision, what then should I do? And the thought came back to me, which I know is God, and he was saying that I need to wait on his instruction, figure out the how with him, question him about what do I do, how do I do it, right? Rather than be focusing on why me and all of that, say, okay, I've gotten this. What's the timeline? What should I do to meet this promise? Because one thing that I've learned is that we are literally walking towards the future. However, God is bringing the future towards us. And that's pretty profound. So based on that, if God is the one bringing the future to us, then why are we being worried? Why are you being worried, Nasanta? God already has a future in store for you and he's bringing it to you. Now, while I began to meditate on it a bit more, it came to me. Now, when God gives us and gives me a vision, I need to run back to him. Instead of running out to say, I need you, Hagar, to birth me my quote-unquote promise, which is a counterfeit. Instead of stepping out on my accord and trusting in my own ways, I need to go back to God. And then going back to God, I'm like, okay, I'll go back to you. Then what? And then he gave me, desire me more than the promise. Desire me more than the vision that I'm giving you. And in desiring God, in chasing after him, you know, Oh, let me tell you, it wasn't that yet. He said that I need to prepare to receive the vision, to receive the promise. After hearing it, then prepare. And I'm like, how on earth do I prepare? And then he said, desire me more than you desire the promise, more than you desire fulfilling the vision. And then same time, it all made sense, because if I desire God more than what he has designed for my life, then more than likely my heart posture is going to be at his feet rather than at his hand. And while I'm at his feet, there will be a level of humility. I heard it somewhere where it says that the lady with the issue of blood, the lady who broke the culture, who broke the curse, right? She was able to reach God more than the others, because while everybody else was beckoning on Jesus's hand at what they can give, what they can receive from him, she found room at his feet because nobody else was there prostrating before him. And that's what God wants us to do going into 2024, God willing, when he has been giving us some big things. Posture our hearts before him, desire our hearts before him, learn his voice. And it's in learning his voice that we then become obedient. Because the other thing that I've really, really been learning this year is that when God has called us to a life of obedience, he's gonna tell us to do some stuff and it really not gonna make no sense in your regard. But it's when it doesn't make any sense and you say, I'm still gonna do this, that is how faith comes in to play. And we cannot serve God if we don't have faith. The vision is going to flop if you don't have faith. It was when Abraham began to develop that posture of faith that he received the promise. And after that, he was tested again based on that level of faith. He understood that, yes, I committed a fraud. I have jumped before you, God. I've taken the leap when you didn't say jump. And then I've birthed Ishmael. And I've negotiated with you to say, I'm tired of waiting. So allow my Ishmael to be the promised child. God's like, no, 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 no. I have big plans for you. You've watered down various versions of what God has called you into in 2023. But he said, no, my grace is still sufficient for you. You committed the Ishmael. I'll still bless it to some extent, you know. God still blessed Ishmael. God still covered him. But in the same breath, there's still more that I want to give you. I want to give you the real deal. So submit yourself to me. I'm going to give you the real deal. But then that's just one aspect of it. The other part I'm really, 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 really looking into is that when you have that postured heart, he gives you the secrets. He gives you the map. He will even give you the timeline. He will explain to you the season that you're in. One thing that I really learned this year was that we are operating in spiritual seasons, just like how we have winter, summer, autumn, and spring. We have that spiritually. And to some extent, I would say that I went through a spiritual winter where ministry is concerned. A lot of things died. And in my winter, the Lord started to birth different things in me, and I'm like, God, this doesn't seem possible. I don't understand it. However, the word that I receive for 2024 is the fulfillment. It's the year of the fulfillment. I've walked through the valleys of the shadows of death, thought that I was gonna die, forgot that these were shadows and not really the reality. Those shadows reflect that something is there. Death was at my door. and the shadows reflected it. I didn't see all the skeletons, but I know that I was walking through death. But thanks be to God, I didn't die. My dreams didn't die. But God helped me to pivot. In pivoting, it came forth in prostrating before God. And that's what I really, really want to pull across. That the vision can only flop if you don't fix your heart to receive it, if you don't prepare, if you don't desire God more than the promise. So that's it. That's it. Stepping into next year, God willing, I am imploring you all to desire God more than the big things. Because at the end of the day, just as hard or as easily or whatever means and ways that you came for to get certain things, it can be snatched. But the only thing that's really eternal is God. I feel like too, a part of why I didn't even get certain things, because yeah, I did the Ishmael thing, compromisation. In some regard, I picked up certain stuff, not knowing that this was not the season for it, this was not the timeline, and it really, really messed with me, made me feel sometimes worthless. But if you're like me, I'm imploring you to stop beating up yourself and to just go back to God. To my creatives, I know for a fact, know it, that sometimes you have projects in mind, but the energy is not there. You're already burnt out, but you still want to push. But I'm imploring you to rest in God, to cease from striving and just surrender, to just linger in the presence of God, to just loiter. Loitering, that I've been learning that loitering is like being in a space acting as though you have nowhere else to go, nothing else better to do, and just you're just there and you're just basking in it. We need to loiter some more in the presence of God and bask more and try not to look on what everybody else is doing, because the fact of the matter is that we are all called to different target audiences and our timelines and our seasons vary from everybody else's. So we may see somebody in a season of thriving, but celebrate that person. Don't feel bad. Don't talk them down. Don't bad mind them. Don't allow jealousy to sprout out. That's not good. Celebrate others. Celebrate what it is that God is doing for them. Because when your time comes forth, the fact of the matter is that you're not going to want nobody to bad mind you. You're not going to want nobody to bad mind you. So don't bad mind people. Help people. When you see others with visions. And what I've really learned this year too. I learned it. That when you see people, when you see them as more than surface level, and you see the greatness behind them that God wants to do in their life, speak it into being. Speak it into them, because the truth is that sometimes as we navigate life, we forget the God-ordained identity that God has called us to. And many times it's just the reassurance, the reference that really can start a fire in our lives. So do that. Support others. Plant a seed. Because you also never know. The seed that you plant today will lead to you expanding a generation tomorrow. You see other people's ministries sow into it. So not to receive, not to look good, not to talk about it, not to brag about it, but pour. We often want to reach a lot of people one time, but sometimes that's going to be challenging. But you know what you can do? Reach one person, and that person reaches another who reaches another. And that's how the vision expands. So, yeah, that's it. Don't beat up yourself, creatives. Give God thanks for the year ahead and the year that has passed. And just for now, bask in it and just prepare yourself to receive it. Stop asking questions like, why me? And just say, God, how, when, and who should I bring to this? in closing, I want to really pray for those under the sound of my voice, and to pray for those who may not listen, but just, you know, collectively pray for this community, for this ministry, for those who have decided to walk with the real ones, right? Mighty God, my counselor, my friend, my sweet Abba, I'm so grateful that you've allowed us to see day 365 of day 365. This year has been rough. Some of the days felt like they were years. Like, some of the things that we went through in 2023, we felt like, God, it would never end, but it did. And so, God, we are so grateful. We are so thankful. I pray, God, that you will wash us whiter than snow, even now, and that the issues that we've been dealing with, comparison, jealousy, strife, all of those things, all of those dirty habits, God, that you will help us to get rid of them, that you will help us to leave every single baggage that needs to be left in 2023 behind. And I pray, God Almighty, that all the things that we need to carry over into 2024, God, that's what we will walk with. And that first and foremost, we will have a heart of thanksgiving, a heart filled with much gratitude towards you and the things that you do. God, let us be transformed with a mind like the woman who broke the curse upon her life, where she prostrated before you more than being at hand level with like everybody else. She found room at your feet. Let us find more room at your feet, especially when you give us different visions. That way, God, we won't allow them to flop. Give us, ignite the Issachar anointing within us that will help us to discern the times and seasons, to let us know when we should go forth and when we should sit down. God Almighty, I recognize that so many of us, we don't understand the spiritual seasons of our life. And because of that, we lack giving ourselves grace. But I pray and I pronounce under your divine authority, God Almighty, that this generation will develop the Issachar anointing, that they will learn how to discern the times, and they will speak over their lives with much godly authority, speaking things that are not as though they are. And let us continue to remember that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So based on that, let us not limit ourselves. Let us not speak limitations over our lives, but let us seek, mighty God, to speak the great things, because you are able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we could ever ask or think. I pray, dear Lord Jesus, for the Abrahams. I pray, God, that you will help them to move from a life of doubt to one of faith. Let them realize that even when others understand their calling, that they will not give the calling over to them, that they allow them, push them, God Almighty, into creating an Ishmaelite, when they should really be waiting on the Isaac. I pray for us as women, mighty God, because most times we see and perceive things bigger than a man. Let us not push out our men, God, to do things pre that word. You know the word when we talk, God. You know, let we go ahead of you, God. Let us not be like that. But let us, dear Lord Jesus, be like Abigail, who discerned that, yes, David was in a season. But David, just know that this season won't be for long. You are a king. You are a kingdom king. Don't forget the vision that God has given you. And not only that, God has already anointed you. And yes, you may be living in the desert, but that doesn't mean that your anointing isn't covering you for now and to go into the time when you will rule the kingdom. There are going to be some different things that are going to happen to build up the momentum. But all in all, prepare your heart to receive the promise. Prepare your heart to receive the vision. God is not slack concerning his promises as some men are. He's not a man that he will lie. Hallelujah. So based on that, do not limit yourself. Every single thing that's happening is building block. The seasons of spring, the season of winter, every single thing, it's going to come together. But what you need to do is cling to God more than you cling to the promise. I pray, dear Lord Jesus, that as I release these words, God, that you will cover it and seal it with your anointing. You will seal it, mighty God, as a seed to grow in the hearts and minds of your people. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that your children will abide with you more than they abide, God Almighty, with influencers or even with Shakira. Let them test the words that I speak with your words. Clean up their ears to hear the holiness, God Almighty. We need holiness in this generation. God Almighty, I pray, dear Lord Jesus, that you will help them to release what needs to be released in this season, at this time. God, a lot of us are filled with so much fear. It's driving us crazy. But I pray that we'll remember that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God, that we will write the word so that when we write it, those who see it will also catch a fire and run with it. Let us also not despise small beginnings. Because also what you've been showing me is that when you want us to go further, you have to anchor us deeper. Let us not be scared to take the steps back to be anchored in you. Because when you push us further, it's going to be amazing. So God Almighty, take full control and cover the visions. Let not the enemy abort any spiritual baby that you want us to birth in 2024. Cover every trimester, and even when it gets intense, remind us that when a woman has to deliver, the more intense, the better it is, because it creates an opening for the birth. I understand, God, that you are opening us up to receive your words when the pressure gets hotter and hotter, when the wait gets longer and longer. But even so, let us not allow the vision to flop. Let us not get ahead of ourselves, but let us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of you, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. Amen. So, we have made it. We have made it to the end of this year, 2023. We've made it to the end of this season. I believe it's season 3. Yes, season 3 of Nasanta's Reel, officially calling it an end. And we have made it. I'm really, really so thankful for all the support, all the prayers, all the beckoning. Girl, you need to go back. You need to comfort and share and everything. At the end of this prayer, I'm also realizing that some of the times I couldn't have spoken because God didn't send me to speak. Wow. Let this be something that we understand, that unless God sends us forth, don't go forth. Sit down and allow him to pour into you. Because the word that we share, it should be enough to not only transform others, but transform ourselves first and foremost. To let the word saturate, to not get ahead of ourselves because people are saying come back. I got a lot of comebacks, come back, but I couldn't come back until today. So, yeah, we give God thanks, and God has been giving me a lot of visions into next year, God willing, and I know that he'll help me. So what I do ask of you, as I pray for you, help me in prayer, lift me up in prayer, to be consistent, to be seated at Jesus's feet, and to be poured into more than I pour out. So yeah, that is it. And listen to the old episodes then. when you can, and share them with others. Don't be selfish. If this word blessed you, bless others with it too. So yeah, this is it. I can't believe it. Exhale. See how far you've brought me. I thank you, Abba. All right, listen for the sheep, because yeah, I don't even remember how to end. But okay, bye guys. I love y'all. Bye.